That is the Boston Pops in their first year under the direction of Keith Lockhart, playing Strike Up the Band. 2 decades later, the collaboration continues. Tonight marks the beginning of Lockhart's 20th season as the conductor of the Pops. WBUR's Andrea Shea caught up with the maestro to speak with him about his longevity here.
Lockhart has led 1,700 Boston Pops performances since he took the conducting job in 1995. Looking back, he admits he felt pressured by the amount of attention the media focused on the hire.
It was a little mind-blowing for the kid from Poughkeepsie.
And at age 35, he was a kid in the conducting world, where most maestros were Lockhart's senior. He had some big shoes to fill as the 20th conductor of the Pops, but only the third in the last 85 years.
Arthur Fiedler died in his 50th season. John was there for 13 seasons, and I've already been there for 20.
The John he's referring to is Hollywood composer John Williams. Lockhart recalls the night before the BSO revealed he would be Williams' successor. The two had dinner together in Williams' suite at the Four Seasons Hotel. They needed to be out of the media's eye, Lockhart says, so they wouldn't steal the thunder from the official press conference. The younger conductor asked Williams for advice, and the composer had these words of warning and support.
Fiedler's ghost still loomed large, still does, over the institution. And then following me, he said, don't try too hard to immediately take the thing and make it your own. Don't fall victim to that inclination. He said, it's the institution that people love. Be a good steward of the institution. Eventually, your tastes and your personality will begin to be reflected in the choices you make, and they will embrace you.
And the public did, along with hundreds of musical collaborators. The long list includes Yo-Yo Ma, Mel Torme, Steve Tyler, Elvis Costello, Bernadette Peters, and Steve Martin. But, Lockhart says, some of his favorite pinch-me moments have happened offstage, like the time he visited with Senator Edward Kennedy.
Not only that, I've accompanied him in recital, so to speak. If you call singing for his friends in the living room at the compound, singing Broadway hits, recital. But anyway, great joyous musical moments from a guy who was, you know, larger than life in so many ways, and not a great musician, but certainly an ardent one.
Lockhart says he had no idea how brief or long his time with the Pops might be.
People ask all the time if I knew this was a long-term commitment, and I say yes, but I think at 35 you don't know what a long-term commitment is. I think as long as, you know, one still has something to offer to the institution and one is also still receiving things from the situation, then it's a good match. Right now it feels great, and it still feels that it reinvigorates me to be part of this process.
And as long as that feeling continues, Keith Lockhart says Pops fans are stuck with him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Boston Pops kicks off Keith Lockhart's 20th season tonight at Symphony Hall.